Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Big soft titty dot png.
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 I was thinking that the vegetable, the squash,
yes,
sounds like a giant named it.
Mm.
Don't you think?
Yeah. It sounds like someone had one experience with the squash and it has colored everyone's perception of it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, that's what you did to it, though.
To me, it's the munch.
To me.
I got to be honest.
To me, it's the yum.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Huh. But I guess we're all just going to feel the reverberations of that person's violence throughout history.
Okay. Yeah. We'll do everything you want to do.
Yeah. I guess we're going to squash this thing. How do you eat squash?
Roast.
Right?
Isn't squash a...
It's like a pumpkin-esque thing.
Yeah, I was going to say the orange watermelon, yeah.
Mm, interesting.
It is a pumpkin, though, isn't it? It's a gourd?
Yeah.
Are they all gourds? A watermelon? No. See, now I've got that on the brain.
Yeah, no.
Are pumpkins gourds? Or a gourd is different? It's a thin pumpkin. It's a pumpkin.
I feel like a pumpkin is...
pumpkin.
Look, I don't know. Yeah, a pumpkin is the Bratz... pumpkin is a pumpkin.
Yeah.
And then a gourd is like a Bratz-style pumpkin.
Yeah.
Like, it's way too skinny. It looks slightly wrong, but it still has that...
a huge head and a tight pussy.
Yeah, that little something that just makes you go, mm.
And the little something is very little.
Really tight little something.
Tight little something.
I want to go crazy in that something. Okay, and that's right before the 1 minute 30 mark.
Okay.
After starting from the premise, weird that squashes are called that. Didn't take us long to find our way into Bratz-style pussy.
So orange was named, wait, I know this is like, I just want to know whether you have a genuine answer.
Mm.
Was the orange name for the color or was the color name for the orange?
Don't know.
Okay. Well, pear is pear-shaped. So we got that from women.
So you think that there was a pear-shaped woman wandering around and then someone plucked something off? I mean, it would make sense.
This my looks like you!
My attention would go to a pear-shaped woman before it.
Before I
went to a
pear-shaped
tree.
Woman-shaped pear, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm.
You ever see a particularly curvy tree that looks flirty?
Yes.
Yeah.
You see a tree and you're like, are you going to uncross those branches at me?
Damn.
You are sitting in such a sinuous way.
I'm seeing your trussy under your trut.
Mm.
So it's tree skirt.
Yeah, no, I gotcha.
I guess, okay.
In some ways, the question you're asking me is, hey, have you ever been like 13 and on a bushwalk?
Well,
just out there horny, looking at limbs.
I know that you've been on at least one to know that you didn't like them as a chubby little kid.
Well, yeah, fucking I could have guessed that I didn't like them. I didn't like anything that was leaving a room.
Mm.
Things.
I love things leaving a room because I get to watch you.
Oh, thank you, baby. Talking about my tuchus.
Talking about your ass rim.
I don't like, not the fucking rim.
Yeah, because of the window in your jeans that I made.
Oh.
That I thought about.
I don't look at your butthole all the time.
I don't think about your pink puckered kissing meat.
All the good things happen to me within walls. All the bad shit happened outside.
Okay.
Not exclusively. Some bad stuff happened inside, but mostly as like a chubby kid who is very uncoordinated. It was not good for me to be outside. That was where the enemies lived.
Yeah.
For me. I needed to be safely ensconced with like a book or a Game Boy under the covers.
Mm-hmm.
That was where I really shone.
Yeah.
Personally. I don't know. Did you ever like bushwalks?
No. Oh, well, I used to walk around the gully near my house. We saw a lot of snakes and stuff, and I'd be like, bleh.
See, that's the kind of thing that's good, right? It's when you're out in the bush and you're going, ha, ha, ha. And you can pick up a rock and you can hit something with it. But when you're a kid and you're on a walk.
Found a couple fossils.
Really?
Yeah, but I was like, whoa, and saw like a, you know, like the swirly fossil that people on.
An ammonite.
Yeah. Saw that and was like, whoa, and then ditched it into the trees.
Like, wow.
What?
You've been around forever, Huck. Smash.
I bet I'll see heaps of these in future.
Oh. Flip. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Well.
Do you ever get a glow job? A blow job outside?
No, I don't think so.
Glow job, it's full moonlight. And I guess like a firefly would do it to you.
Mm. I didn't have that happen to me, no.
Okay.
But to finish my thought, what I was going to say was just that I think that when you're a kid, you don't want the bushwalk with the destination because obviously the destination is rarely going to be like town or like an arcade or a store.
Yeah.
You know, the things that I as like a dumb kid wanted.
Yeah.
And I had to be made to go on the bushwalks for my own good. But what I wanted was like to be out in the bush for a set amount of time, causing a ruckus and then coming back in.
Well, that's the thing. A lot of walks, like the perfect walk is one where you're not going to a place and coming back. It's a big circle because then you've got like a halfway point. The halfway point isn't like, here's where we meant to be and now we're tired and we have to go back. Yeah. Everything should be a big circle if you're going on a walk.
You want to do – what you want is to not have a perfectly ideal return route so you can sacrifice a little bit of efficiency on the way in or the way out so you don't have to see the same shit twice.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
Whenever I'm walking, whenever I'm riding my bike, I try and do that. I try and take the a different way back. I'm
a
freak.
Little joy for you.
Well, I'm bored otherwise.
I get so far. I get like depressed if I take the same route to like even a coffee shop.
Because if it's like around our house, I'm like, I'm going to see this route so many times.
Yeah.
I'm going to need to, and I don't want to do like, I always walk to the coffee shop this way for 10 years and then I change or whatever it is.
We should walk a different way. And I don't mean, in the space, I mean, we should walk different.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You want to be doing like arm and leg at the same time on the same side.
I want to be doing like spine splitting going to the shops walks.
Okay. Want to be causing damage to yourself.
Yeah.
As you get stuff done.
Yeah, I'd like to die.
Yeah, that'd be cool for sure. We can probably kind of ditch the walking, to be honest.
You get a lot of stuff thrust upon you for your own good. It's rarely for your own bad, isn't it?
Well, I guess your childhood can answer a lot of that.
Let's move on.
Yep, you got it. The thing I remember about, I was on a bushwalk once. This is like as part of a camp when I was a kid.
Bushwalk, is there a hike, right? If you're American, it's a hike.
What are these crazy Aussies talking about?
And you see spiders, like a lot of them, and sometimes snakes.
You see a lot of spiders. You sometimes see snakes. Your mom sent us a video from a recent bushwalk where she went on with her – what do you
wait,
wouldn't
what
say
do you call them?
Sister-in-law, but her fellow mother-in-law.
Her fellow mother-in-law.
Right?
What are – because they're not sisters.
Her daughter's husband's mum.
Because that would make my sister and her fiancé cousins.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, what do you call two mother – because they're no longer mothers – they're mother-in-laws who are friends.
Yeah. Maybe you call them friends.
No, that can't be right.
Maybe they're also the son-in-law.
I mean, I guess we are running out of things to be.
Because I know that nephews and nieces are nibblings, right?
Yes.
So maybe they're miblings. MILFs.
Oh, they're MILFs for sure. Yeah. Anyway, they were out on a bushwalk and they...
Mother I'd like to find.
Oh.
She's so small.
Yeah. She's a very
small
mother.
She fell into the carpet.
They were out on a bushwalk and your mum started filming a snake. I was like, crazy. What a snake.
Has that got a red belly on it?
Yes. And that is...
They're quite poisonous, aren't they?
Yes, they are the most poisonous, Christine.
And she was like, they can be fast, can't they? Mum was like, yeah, I can. Let's get out of here.
Good idea.
Let's go. Okay.
And the thing I remember from going on a bushwalk as a kid and on this school camp was like the guide they had with us, or like, you know, the guy who was, you know, fucking not a teacher, but put there to like make sure we didn't die or whatever, you know.
We used to have, I went to woke school, so they had GALDs.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they prevented a lot of disasters whenever they weren't putting on their makeup or taking it off. The two things that women are always doing.
Yeah, they kept looking at their breasts and squishing them, basically. Yeah.
Maybe it'll look better with the right one on the left.
Yes,
Trying to push it through the other one.
Yeah.
Ow, 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 ow.
And also the way that they would clear the trail in front of us was just by blinking their eyes quite fast, because their beautiful eyelashes would blow all of the vegetation out of the way.
Mm.
And scare off predators.
Damn, actually kind of coming around to the GALDs. They sound just gorgeous, and I'd love to make their acquaintance a few times over the course of a month.
Yeah.
Kind of build a rapport.
And they're all wet, sopping all the time.
Okay, I'm still in.
Just head to toe, dripping constantly.
Sounds fine.
Like it was from the outside of them either, because it kept going. It was like an excretion.
Okay, hey. You still got me on the hook for three.
Like, yeah, we're on a walking trail. Yeah, a snail trail walking along it.
I guess, yeah.
But there wasn't that much dust because they were they dripped onto most of it.
Yeah, right.
And they would go first.
Well, that's good. And also, makes sure that there aren't any bushfires, which are, of course, a terrifying thing that will ruin a place.
Yep.
This guide was like looking down. This guy found an echidna, which is a spiky little fellow. And we all crowded around it and like stared at it, and we're like, wow.
Biff.
Yeah, just kick it. Ow, my foot hurts. Anyway, we wandered back. At the end,
sticks in your foot. You just got a guy on its back stuck in your foot.
Fuck, just kicking an echidna and getting impaled on it.
Damn it.
Well, you guess you're coming with me now. Yeah. And then at the end of the trip, this guy was like, it means so much to me to have been here with you guys and to have seen you. All of you, you know, I know it's been a bit difficult, but you're all looking at that echidna with just as much interest as you would, like, you know, a PlayStation or a Nintendo. And it was
not an Xbox, though.
Well, it was.
Those things are crazy. They've got green on them.
It was pre-Xbox. You know, I'm old, but there was a point where I was like, dude, even in that moment when I was looking at the echidna, I was like, I'm not taking any of this wonder back home with me.
Where's your controller?
You know I can't get a new game on the echidna.
You stuck a rumble pack in its asshole, just hoping something would happen.
Trying to make it shake around some.
Yeah.
Not fucking working. It's just squirming like it likes it. It was so my first experience of like an older person like feeling a moment of connection and me being like, ah, dang.
Ooh, I didn't. Ooh, sorry, buddy.
Oh man, I'm
not
sorry.
Me.
No, I'm sorry. You're mistaken. I'm a little piece of shit.
I'm a little guy. Like what you were glad I wasn't feeling, I was feeling the whole time.
I need to be on the computer.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I wish there was an opportunity for me not to be on it.
I am shaking.
This
because
was
I'm not
good.
On the computer.
It was good for me.
Yeah.
It wasn't good enough.
I, like, now, at this point, medically need to be on the computer.
Yeah, or I explode. You can't have me with my head not filled.
Yeah.
God, I've been trying to do that. I've been trying to walk around, not have, like, stuff on.
Ugh.
Man, it's hard. It's hard.
You know those headphones you've got on right now?
Yeah.
Those are mine.
Yes.
Do you know why one of the insides of them is now black? Did you forget?
No, I know why.
Okay.
And it's because it's covered in your blood.
Yeah.
From when you got your ears pierced. And then
I colored it in with a Sharpie so that you wouldn't see the blood.
Yeah.
Just making sure you remember that. So you've been walking around without headphones in.
Yeah. Also, yeah, no, these headphones are yours. And of course they have your dried blood in them. But also like I would say that's like bottom five most disgusting things that happen to me of a day.
Okay.
In this house. Yeah, I've been trying to walk around without headphones in because I've started reading books again because my YouTube algorithm finally got bad enough that I'm like, I need to do something else.
Yeah. I don't know how you existed on YouTube for that long.
Oh, it's really bad.
But it's like 15 minutes and then you have to find another video.
Well, not the kind of videos that I watch, because I was like having like guys playing Magic the Gathering, which are, you know, hour, 2 hour long videos of that. Or like, you know, YouTube podcasts or whatever. I chuck on like a stand-up special, whatever you have. And then I was like,
I stand up special.
Yeah, your head gets all dizzy. Too fast. Need to slow down, babe. But yeah, it was finally my algorithm got bad enough that I was like, I need to actually have a thought.
Uh-huh.
And that means it got really bad. It was all just like fucking playthroughs of games that I haven't seen. You know what? When you know it's bad, when YouTube's using you as the testing grounds for something with 10 views.
Oh.
And it's like, well, maybe you'll like this. Like, I don't fucking need to be out here as your talent scout. I'm not going to make this kid famous.
Hey, feed that video into our autism machine.
Yeah. If this guy likes it, well, it doesn't mean anyone will like it.
Yeah.
But it means it has a chance. The same way, like, I guess we can feed that to pigs.
Do you think you could teach a monkey to play cards? Probably not magic, but do you think you could teach it enough shapes that it would play cards?
I guess I could get it to put the cards down. I don't think I could teach the monkey to win.
Ooh, could you teach it to pick them up?
Probably not. Hey, Demi, I guess if I boiled your question down, yes, I could be exceedingly cruel to a monkey. And that's I could probably at the end make the monkey do something.
Okay, so I thought we weren't sharing our vows with other people.
I can't wait to be exceedingly cruel to my monkey for many years to come.
God, I wish we had a monk. Oh, I mean, it would be terrible, obviously, but God, I wish we had one.
Yeah, no,
rip our cat in half.
Our wish is not to own a monkey. It's for a world where owning a monkey was okay.
Was nice, yes.
Yeah.
Was okay and nice.
As opposed
to... Didn't ruin your life, didn't ruin the monkey's life.
Yeah. The people who buy a chimp and are like, it's so sweet when it's a baby. And then you're like, and then what? And they're like, huh?
What?
Well, I've built a flat out the back, and that's where the chimp lives.
That's where he ruins things, you see.
Okay, so you're keeping it in like ultra captivity. You're putting the chimp in solitary because if you go near it, it's going to rip your face off?
I'm not keeping him there.
Mm.
He lives there.
He moved in, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my freaking tenant.
This is my friend.
God.
Jiggle.
Nuts.
Okay, well, I named him Jiggle. We're not calling him Nuts.
Sorry, my bad.
All right. This is my friend Jiggle. He doesn't have any housemates so far. He did for like 20 minutes last week.
Mm.
And it didn't work out. Anyway, Jiggle has a little bit of a temper, but he's really sweet. You see his diaper?
Yeah, it's really sweet that he is wearing a diaper, so I can really picture the monkey shit constantly entering it. Yeah. And on an upside, it also makes it harder for him to dig out and hurl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm. I tie it incredibly tight around his waist.
Mm.
And then when Cinch he comes to, of course, I've hit him with a tranquilizer dart before I do this.
Oh, yes.
Because otherwise he'll take my diaper.
Mm.
Which I wear to make him comfortable and me.
They will straight up rip parts of you off that you don't even have in your mind as things that can be ripped off.
They'll rip stuff off of you you don't even have yet. They'll make stuff to rip off.
Damn.
They'll grab you so hard, they give you what I'm calling a dilt on your sternum that is basically an ear and a foot.
Yeah.
They'll make that and they'll be like, now I'm taking your dilt. And you're like, I just got it.
What'll happen is you'll get your face ripped off and you'll think, well, this is the worst thing to happen to me today. And then the monkey will keep ripping the things beneath the face.
Yeah.
And you're like, what?
Well, damn.
I didn't even think of the things the face was protecting.
He's yes-anding on his own.
Oh, my God.
I barely had to do anything.
This guy is really, really in his ripping bag.
Mm-hmm.
God.
Oh, no. My ripping bag.
Mm. And once he gets to
that,
it's all over.
Can't put anything in it, and I always forget.
Mm. The now speaking of solitary, Demi, you were watching Shawshank Redemption
last
night. I
love when the cards go across the screen because you won. I'm feeling
solitary. And that's solitary, Demi, yes. Okay, but...
Yes.
If we're being honest here, cards on the table and then cards flying around the screen.
Cards flying around?
That feels really good.
Feels great.
Got to be honest, never happened to me.
You didn't win?
I do not know the rules and I never learned.
It's one of the simplest games there could possibly be.
Still no idea what was happening.
Okay.
I just had it on my computer. There was a button that you could hold down that showed you what moves you could make. And so I would just click that so that the cards would move around.
I need to go watch my show.
Yeah, genuinely.
And then rim,
bim, I was like, I guess I'll win one day if the cards are shuffled perfectly.
Yeah.
That every first action I make is just going to happen. I was like 1,000 monkeys on 1,000 typewriters in this.
Yeah.
Trying to win my way to solitaire. And then I saw one day like someone won it on like a school computer and I was like, whoa! The whole game should be that. The bit where the cards dance.
You're the most looking up how things work as to guy.
Maybe because of this.
Yeah. Well, you'll never find out. I know that this will be something that you hold dear to your heart now that you don't know how to play solitaire.
Well, it's not that I hold it dear to my heart, but I'm just like, I could learn how solitaire works. Or I could really get into the Khans of Tarkir draft format.
Well, that was something that I was saying to your mom, where she was like, yeah, it's easy to learn how to drive manual. And I was like, I bet. I'm not going to.
Yeah.
It was a cool new way of dealing with the in-law being like, I understand what you're saying, but I'm going to use that section of my brain for something else. So I'm just not going to do it. You say, here's why I'm not going to do it. And you reiterate, and I'm not going to do it. And then they go, okay.
Yeah, I get it. And this is how I feel. And also just to make double sure,
I'm not doing it.
Yes. Because usually what that would
do. Get another one of your shells, Juliet. Show me your shells.
Without the and I'm not doing it there at the end. It does kind of.
It's a conversation.
It leaves room for like, but you know what? You can fix me.
Yes.
but I bet there's something you could say that'll get me over this little hump I found.
You think you're saying, I don't want to do that. What you're saying is, here's a challenge.
Yeah.
I was going to say that 1,000 monkeys on 1,000 typewriters thing.
Mm.
We
that guy's got to work out his budget a bit better.
Like, so much of that time also is going to be spent, first of all, like, putting on your suit of armor so the monkeys don't kill you.
I think even then, with 1,000 monkeys, here's my thing about it. How soon into the experiment do you think we get down to 3 monkeys?
I guess it depends, because would you have to get, all right, here's how I would assume that you would do it. You would be getting mostly female monkeys because the male monkeys will kill each other.
Mm.
But the female monkeys will be shopping. Mm. So how are you going to get them to type?
That's so true, Demi.
Waddling around in their high heels. Oh, my God, I want to see a monkey in high heels right now. I know it would be cruel, but I want it. And a handbag. Oh, my God, going ET mode.
Demi, you would make such a wonderful, like, Prussian empress. I feel like all of your desires are from that era.
Well, all my silks are always drenched in custard, so I need to keep changing them so the monkeys don't attack me.
Yeah, just, like, everything you deeply want is to see, like, something that's obviously the product of cruelty, and you know that, and say like, I can't have it.
But I love it.
But it would be nice to have one's own menagerie.
If I fell into having that cruelty be around me, there's nothing I can do about it.
And what if I didn't know also?
What if I didn't know? Although, like, my favorite video that I've ever seen in my life is a fairly happy gorilla pulling the biggest turd I've ever seen out of his ass and sharing
Holy
it with his son while he eats
shit.
It.
That gorilla pulling the biggest poop out of its asshole in the world and then eating the poop.
And then its son coming over and he shares the poop with his son.
So get excited for us doing more video content, everybody, because is going to be one
ready.
At least.
You will be able to opt into it. I'm sure we'll say, hey, this is what you're about to see.
Oh, it'll be flagged as... This is our favorite video.
Which you should know means you might probably definitely hate it.
Don't worry. Available audio only. Uploading a second video upload, but it's just a black screen. Or just our faces.
Well, that video, I remember seeing it. Like, I was having insomnia and I saw it at like 4 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
And was like, should I send this to the group chat? I mean, it's definitely my favorite thing I've ever seen. But
yes.
Will the group chat like it? I don't know. And then in the morning, basically sitting bolt upright and going, the video! And then having to search through my – I scrolled for like 20 minutes to find this video to show to you.
Sleep deprivation does make you a stranger to yourself and others.
Yeah.
Anyway, you did watch The Shawshank Redemption last night, right?
Mm.
What brought the desire to watch The Shawshank Redemption over you?
I think it had been a while since I watched a good movie.
Mm.
And it's one of the goodest.
Yeah. I would say Shawshank Redemption is one of the 10 out of 10, 7 out of 10 movies.
Yeah.
Not 7 out of 10, maybe 8 out of 10.
I think 8.
It's the perfect 8 out of 10 movie.
So what do you think would have made it better? What do you think is better than The Shawshank Redemption? Because I will agree with you.
I don't know. But I know that the emotions that The Shawshank Redemption gives rise to in me, I think it's like perfect.
Yeah.
I'm just saying like
it's a dude
it's
movie.
The perfect movie for every, like it's the, there's a reason that DVD was in every single fucking bookshelf.
Well, 100%, but also it is a very easy movie for a dude who hasn't thought about it to say is their favorite movie.
Yes.
Like to seem like kind of smart.
Yeah. Oh, you know? What happened here is I haven't ever watched a movie that made me feel something until one came along that wasn't gay. It's the movie that allows dads to feel.
There's a beautiful friendship.
Yes.
Race is never brought into it when it really could have been because it was fucking written by Stephen King.
Yeah.
Like you really...
Wait, was Shawshank Redemption written by Stephen King?
Yeah, motherfucker.
No way.
And directed by Frank Darabont, who made The Walking Dead.
Why did my ass think it was fucking Steven Spielberg or some shit? Damn, I'm dumb as fuck.
Steven Spielberg?
Yeah.
He's a director, not a writer.
Yeah, I thought it was like just a random screenplay and then no. Spielberg. Damn.
No, it's it was written by Stephen King.
Wow.
Are you fact-checking me right now?
I need to see it.
Yeah.
Because it's so crazy to me that it's written by Stephen King because at no point, I mean,
that's why
A, it's not about race. B, there's no big scary monster.
Well, that's the thing. Like in so many of his books, he brings up Shawshank. Like, he's like, yeah, you want to get sent to Shawshank? And like Shawshank was the thing they brought up in The Green Mile. It was brought up in The Stand.
Uh-huh.
Because like there was another guy that's like, yeah, I did a stretch in Shawshank or whatever the fuck.
Uh-huh. Yeah. God damn, that's crazy.
And Frank Darabont, fucking cool guy too. Mm. Director, oh man, really well-directed movie.
Yes.
And Frank Darabont is cool as fuck. And he did the only, like, the good seasons of The Walking Dead before it got quite convoluted.
And now the good seasons of The Walking Dead, to your mind, are seasons 1 through 18?
You know, all right, that is such just a lie because you know that I think it sucked after, like, season 2.
And then it got good again.
No, it didn't. I was watching it. That doesn't make it good.
It got good again when they did Fear the Walking Dead that one where Negan
is
friends
with
the lady.
This is just straight up lying. This is just lying.
No, it got really good. It got really good.
This is just you lying to make it seem like I like. You are being an actual bitch.
Do open, dead inside. I'm looking at the DVD cover saying, don't mind if I do.
I fucking hate you.
Okay.
I don't want to be married anymore.
Come on.
Okay.
All right, good. Phew. Oh, boy. That first initial brush with divorce was a bit closer than I liked. Here, yeah. Well, Demi, why don't I convince you to stay married to me and we'll go to a break and hash this out.
So that we can fuck other people.
No.
Bring the spice back to the marriage.
No. You know why they're going to hear an ad, Demi? They're going to hear an ad. Well, we're on a break. Haven't really seen much Friends. I think that's a reference to that. All right.
Yeah.
See you in a sec, everybody.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, Demi.
Hi.
God, this sounds like hours have passed, but it literally was just stopping the recording and then starting the recording again.
Your jeans look nice.
Hey, thanks.
What have you got in your back pocket there? There's a square. What is in your back pocket on your
it's
right
the,
butt cheek?
It's the SD card reader that I use.
Oh, man,
for
I thought
this.
It was a present.
No, Demi, it's
you
once
again.
You
never buy me presents.
Not a present.
You never buy me presents.
I feel like there's maybe a divide in how we think about presents.
What do you mean?
Well, we said we weren't going to do Christmas presents for each other this year. And then you said, actually, I did buy you a present. So I was like, oh, okay. And then you gave me the present.
Well,
no.
That's not the series of events. I said, I did buy you a present. It's terrible and the wrong size.
And so, yeah, that I think even the it's terrible, I think that pushes it over into prank instead of present.
And it wasn't a prank because I actually thought maybe you would like them.
Uh-huh. I guess you just made a very bad decision then because the present in question is like I think from just looking at them online, you can tell these are going to feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
They are the material of a cheapness I did not know existed.
Mm.
Slippers that are like a light pale pink
mm-hmm.
with a cock and balls coming out of the front of the slipper.
Yeah, out of one slipper, but the other one didn't have any testicles attached.
Yes, the other one was faulty and came without any testicles.
Which, what am I supposed to do? Write to them and say my slippers don't have testicles?
I think you're meant to continue taking the L and just be like...
Continue?
Well, but I think... Well, I think them turning up half the size that they were supposed to be counts as the first half of the L.
Yeah.
And maybe their quality control isn't... Right, great, across the board.
You know what, though? They are surprisingly, like, when you look at them, they have put, like, effort into the foreskin.
Really?
It's weird. I didn't expect it. Like, the penises on the front of the slippers
yeah.
look like, it's not just like a cock and balls that you draw on a, you know, toilet stall wall.
We're not dealing with a one-stroke rendition here.
No, it's like, it has, like, a little bump where the foreskin is at. It has like a slit at the front of the cock, which I just like didn't expect.
All the stars are here. What more do you need?
There. It's got anything that you could want.
Yeah. Whoa. Wait. Okay. All right. And you're telling me it's got something to attach the penis to?
Mm-hmm.
Ho, ho, ho. We're in business, baby.
Mm-hmm.
We got all the makings for a wonderful night together.
It's got Sirius XM.
Oh, wow. Okay. And is that in your mind because you've been thinking about Americans buying cars?
I guess so, yeah.
What is with them and Sirius XM?
Dude, I don't fucking know. It's weird.
We They're don't like, get it over here, but it's constantly brought up over there. And as far as I can tell, it's podcasts, but worse. It's like every radio station and radio sucks.
But it's like you need to have it. It's like that if you're someone like us that doesn't understand football, but you have to get the sports package to get the movie package.
Yeah. They all want Sirius XM.
Why?
I have no idea.
And you have
idea.
To keep paying for it in your fucking car.
Yeah. I
Why?
Don't understand. Can I Google this?
Yeah, Google
Can I Google
it.
What is Sirius XM?
You have to have it so you can turn left.
Oh, and then they chuck in all the sound stuff just to make it sweeter.
Yeah.
Mm. That does seem like something Tesla's going to patch in at some point.
They should make a woke car.
Oh, now there's an idea.
Yeah.
Finally, a car for me. Woke Tom.
And they've got like... Those they've got like those bead sheets that you put over like that you see on like taxi drivers
Ooh,
cars,
yeah.
but they're in like the trans pride flag colors.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. What car?
Does anyone still use Sirius XM? As of July 12th, 2022, Sirius XM had approximately 34 million subscribers, says Wikipedia.
Okay.
Okay, Sirius XM radio is a primary entry point for the emergency alert system. Wait, so
what?
Do people fucking keep... Do you guys listen to this so you know when a tornado comes through?
You guys have Sirius XM so you can hear Amber alerts?
No way. Revenue, $9 billion. Operating income, $1.647 billion in 2019. What the fuck is going on? How does... Oh.
That's
programming.
Really...
Okay. Sirius XM, okay, I knew this. The only thing I know about Sirius XM is that it has Howard Stern on it, who is someone who
He's
has
Sibian
not-
guy.
Did you say Sibian or Simeon?
Sibian.
Yes. Yes,
you got monkeys on the brain.
Guilty. But yes, he's the guy who would like get people to sit on the Sibian and go crazy. And he is.
Did he do that several times? Did he get a bunch of porn stars to do that?
Or... Yeah. Well, once you have the Sibian in the studio.
Yeah. What's well, a tax like... write off for the first time? You don't have to keep doing it. Well, but I guess if you need content, like you're on the radio every day.
Yeah. You don't have that much to talk about.
Do they play that on the actual radio?
Yeah, I think so.
You can't just have
well,
a
Well, maybe
sex
that was
woman.
After the switch to Sirius. But I remember like, yeah, no, this is the whole thing of, because I, okay, so my understanding of this is I've listened to the Murder Brian podcast guys, and in its back catalog is his kind of like mini series called Shocktober, where he goes over like
shock
American
jocks.
Shock jocks. Yeah. And the closest thing we have to that is Kyle Sandilands.
I was going to say, I want to go on and show him Kyle Sandilands.
Yeah. Kyle Sandilands is like, I think he's less outrageous than the American guys just by virtue of not having the competition over here.
Okay.
But he's still the nastiest cunt.
I was going to say he's way nastier. They are doing things for content. He is a nasty, nasty man.
I think, no, you're...
You don't
after,
think
after,
so?
No. Well, after...
I could show you some clips.
I understand, but after listening to Shocktober and getting similar clips shown to me of the American shock jocks, we're over here with a pea shooter and they got a freaking magnum. They are blowing us away. And of course they are. They're doing it for so much more. I think
what
one
a
of
wonderful
the things
slingshot
that got,
you have.
Yeah.
I have a, you are a rock and I have a gun that kills mountains.
This is a situation where David is versus Goliath, but it turns out Goliath bought a much bigger sling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Goliath is just flattening him by slinging it at him. One of the things I remember, one of the reasons that like fucking Opie and Anthony initially got taken off the air was because they were doing a challenge of like people that have sex in different places, and a couple had sex in a church on the radio.
I mean, yeah,
like
but
a guy
that's
who's
not
standing
like,
outside.
Well, yeah, but that still doesn't shock me. Like Kyle Sandilands is a mean, actual mean, nasty man.
Oh yeah, and these guys are huge racists and bad.
Well, okay, allegedly. But so is Kyle Sandilands.
Allegedly. But look,
allegedly.
The point is, I understand the thing about Kyle Sandilands. I think the Americans have us fucking licked. They have an industry of these guys.
Okay, but here's what, all right, I think you're missing the point that I'm saying, right?
Uh-huh.
I think that he is like evil just naturally, and these guys are evil for their jobs.
No, I think you're mistaking what would drive a person to get into the job where you're evil for pay.
Okay, but I'm going to stick to this. I
can tell you're digging your heels in.
No, I'm not, because I really believe this. I think that he does things that are evil and actually not entertainment because he's so stupid. And these guys are doing things that people are like.
I think that you are maybe coming at this from not knowing about the American guys, because the American guys are just as bad, if not worse.
Well, I don't think you know anything about Kyle Sandilands.
I know quite a bit about him, and you are just kind of SiriusXM.
You're smarter than me, and you won't. And you're a racist, actually.
I don't think I'm smarter than you, but I do think I know approximately
racism when I see it.
Double. No, yeah, check this out. They have Howard Stern, the exclusive home of Howard Stern, which matters to people. They like listening to Howard Stern for some reason.
Why?
I don't know.
I thought he was kind of like a cool guy, and then maybe he got like poisoned, like socially.
Didn't people kind of
like him? Like he was sort of pseudo leftist for a bit.
I don't initially. Fucking know. He's like a Democrat, but he's it's
ooh,
whatever.
Seems like maybe I know a little bit about these guys that you don't.
I don't.
And also I was guessing and like,
yeah,
I know it about them.
Yeah, you don't. The service also features several artist-branded channels, including those four, and this is a big list. Demi, which of these do you think you will tune into? Pitbull. Oh my god.
Wait,
okay.
Pitbull the guy?
Yeah.
His radio station or just Pitbull songs?
I guess it's like Pitbull's station where you tune in to hear Pitbull songs and things that sound like Pitbull.
Yeah.
But would you like to hear the guy that's coming in second to Pitbull?
Go ahead.
The Beatles.
All right.
Huh.
I guess.
Bob Marley, Bruce Springsteen, Steven Van Zandt, Pearl Jam, Grateful Dead. Oh, I would. Oh, the Grateful Dead radio channel is going to be a brutal listen.
So far, Pitbull is the most like neutral good on this list.
I would listen to the Beatles or...
Yeah, but like the Beatles and Bob Marley both have at least one wife beater in them. You know?
I would listen to Bruce Springsteen, who's next up here.
I think he's all right.
Yeah, big fan.
Unless he has one of those songs where he's like, ah, fuck a child, you know?
I think if he does, it's a cover.
Yeah, oh yeah, you're probably right.
I like that Bruce Springsteen. Stevens Van Zandt, Pearl Jam, Grateful Dead, Jimmy Buffett, Fish, Dave Matthews Band. Yeah, Jimmy Buffett would be one of your picks.
I love Jimmy Buffett.
But Jimmy Buffett is a good vibe.
Yeah.
You can chuck that on a road trip.
Rip.
What?
He's dead.
Oh, God. I thought you were talking about me on the road trip. I thought I was going to get like hit a truck or something.
You might.
Oh, I hope I don't.
Hey, me too. I had a husband for a bit.
Thank you, dear. Tom Petty, U2, Ozzy Osbourne, LL Cool
Wait,
J.
Wait, Tom Petty, me too? No.
Demi, you are also petty. Hmm. I will now cease reading these things.
Yeah, it's boring.
SiriusXM offers live play-by-play coverage of every NFL, Major League Baseball, and NBA game and a whole bunch of sports shit. So I don't know what they're up to. I guess they're like the radio, but they're every radio. So you subscribe to SiriusXM and it means you can listen to like international radio instead of just like the ones in around wherever you are. And people like that in their cars. They like to drive around and be like, oh, no matter where I am, the Pitbull station stays with me.
America's so fucking stupid. I know we're stupid too, but like, the fuck are you losers doing?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Dickheads.
You guys are crazy.
I still think
anyway,
Carl
come Sanderlands, on down to Dawes Warehouse.
I still think Carl Sanderlands is like evil but stupid, and that makes him like annoyingly worse.
I don't understand why you're not thinking that the other guys are who you don't know by name.
I know them, Howard Stern.
That's one of them.
Yep.
That's like the best of the guys. That's like the main, he's kind of like above.
I don't understand why you can't let it go and just say, maybe Demi.
Yeah, you know? Maybe Demi, I guess.
That's all you needed to say.
But it's not true.
You don't know that. Not everything you think is correct.
Well, why do you think this?
I don't know.
Fucking hell. Oh, okay. Anyway, New Year is coming up, Demi. You weren't on the episode with JF as you were asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
No.
Okay. And no. Demi, not looking to change.
No.
No.
Do you have New Year's resolutions?
Yeah, I think I'm going to quit drinking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. And with the money I'll save from that, I can spend money on...
Crack.
Yeah, that wonderful crack I've been hearing about.
I think.
Have you seen Tom's new show? It's awesome. It's like Tom Walker on crack. Remember when people would say that?
Yeah, I remember people, people used to say it about like this on acid as well a lot.
No, oh,
they'd be
man.
Like, well, you don't understand how boring acid makes you because you you look at a piece of wood for 10 hours and find chipmunks in there.
Dude, you know? This new show, it's like Scooby-Doo on acid and you can walk in and it's just Scooby-Doo like lightly wibbling from side to side.
I started counting my teeth and I forgot which tooth I started on. I've been counting for days.
God, that doesn't sound good at all.
Okay, dude.
Yeah, people would love to say things like that on acid, on drug.
Did I take acid? Yeah, I think I did.
You've done LSD.
Is that acid?
I don't know.
It's the one that's a piece of paper that you put in your mouth.
Yes.
I think that's acid. And then someone just had like a seizure in front of me and I was like, this is a bad time for me to have acid.
This is about me.
Walking
up to someone having a seizure, you couldn't have picked a worse time.
Seriously, though, I know that sounds crazy, but it literally couldn't have been a worse time because I was on stage dancing with Girl Talk.
Oh.
And then a guy fell down and started having a seizure, and I was like, wow, did I do that? How did I do that?
God damn it. What the fuck were we talking about?
Acid.
Oh, yeah, quitting drinking and New Year's resolutions. Well, our hopes for 2024. Now's the time to put them on the table, Demi, like those wonderful cards from Solitaire.
I think maybe I'll get a crazy haircut, maybe.
Crazy haircut on the cards for Demi.
Potentially.
Okay. I think that will be wonderful. Do you have any plans for it? Do you have any teaser tips?
Well, I was talking to our friend Ben Jenkins about this, and I was like, I was thinking of getting...
You should look like me. Is that what he's fucking saying? Well, my son.
He rubbed his eyes while he was making a point.
So.
And he took a little bit longer than he should have to say it.
The thing.
He. that's so mean.
Is.
he. I was like, I was thinking of getting like the Yolandi Visser. And he was like, Demi, don't do that.
Oh, and that's. I mean, like, that's okay, a red bitch. Flag to a bull. That's. You shouldn't have led with that if he
don't
didn't want
it.
You to do it.
Yeah.
God damn.
So I was wanting to do that, but not, but I'm 30. So maybe I should just have normal hair.
Yeah, do whatever.
No.
Okay, never mind.
No, I don't know. There's just something about it's the same thing of how you don't want to paint your nails, even though it would be fun for me to paint your nails. You don't want to be like that. And I think if I had.
Okay, wait, just to back up. What? So your thing of you wanting to do something and then not doing it because you feel self-conscious is exactly like my thing of not wanting you to do something to me.
No.
Because I don't want to do it.
It'd be fun and it doesn't matter.
I don't think it would be fun.
It would for me.
And it would matter for me because I would look like I was fucking trying to pick up some 23-year-old with a choker.
Yeah, but I'm saying that is the end result, which I don't want because if I get the haircut, it's a similar feeling. I'll be uncomfortable because I have that haircut.
Right. You'll be like, oh, what are people thinking about me with this?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Like, even though when people are like, why don't you shave your underarms? Is it a statement? And I was like, no, I didn't do anything.
Uh-huh.
But with this, I would be doing something.
Gotcha, yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
No, like, what do you mean by that? And I'm like, I don't know. I've got stupid hair. That's
you
got to
understand, I don't mean anything by anything.
I don't mean anything.
Yeah.
Ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wonder, the thing about getting a haircut, the thing about getting a haircut is you have to go in with an idea of the person you want to be.
Ugh.
And that's exhausting. And then obviously you also have to make sure that you are comfortable with the person giving you the haircut catastrophically failing.
Yeah.
I was looking through like just clips of my Twitch stream to make sure that I'm doing this fucking end of year awards show it.
Yeah, you hadn't done any blackface, yeah.
Yeah, just okay, and that's a tick, tick, tick. Ooh, that's iffy. I'm gonna mark it down as yellow.
I was in the sun that day.
The haircuts I have had over the past year, some of the most unhinged looks ever. And I think the most expensive one I had was the worst one.
Yeah, the one where it made you look like the lady from Blown Away.
Yes.
Of season one.
Yeah. They made me look exactly like Deb from Blown Away.
Yeah.
And I was like, this can't be.
You don't want the Deb.
No.
You walk in asking for the Rachel, you come out with the Deb. You're suing.
I say this with love in my heart. You have made me.
You've
made me look like I'm so much more interesting than I am.
You are making me look like I'm breaking down boundaries that I'm not.
Yeah, I went in and asked for kind of just the regular guy. And now I'm here and I look like I'm making so many interesting statements and like I have a cool job.
You are so androgynous that me saying regular guy turned me into a lesbian.
Yes.
What are you doing?
I did. I got a middle-aged woman's haircut.
Yeah.
And it just sat on me for so long and also got so stringy and disgusting. It was so bad, dude.
Like, God. If I was smart, which I'm not, and I never will be.
No.
Like, the most, like, in my heart of hearts, I want a completely utilitarian haircut.
Uh-huh.
Which would be bald. Shave your head.
But Australia, I don't think that bald is the way to go.
I know, but the thing is, it would be so, like, look how much fucking hair I have. It's so hot.
Yeah, but, okay, so shaving head would be okay. The reason I'm not going to shave my head is I went to the gym the other day.
Oh,
well,
no.
Part of it's sunburned. But the other part is I went to the gym the other day and I was, I grabbed a barbell, headed to my position for the fucking class session, whatever you call it. And if looking at where I was standing, I was in like the corner of the room. If I had had a shaved head, it would have been a double tic-tac-toe. Like
Aww.
two from two lines, there were like four different guys with shaved heads.
Yeah, because it's a good look and it doesn't get in the way. You don't have to...
Well, and also you don't have to worry about going bald, which is huge.
Why don't you stand somewhere else in the gym? That cannot be the only reason you're not going to shave your head, is because once you were in a room with two bald guys.
There were four.
So that's not a tic-tac-toe.
It was two from two ways. No, two tic-tac-toes.
Also, you got two straight... How does that work?
There was two bald guys in front of me and two bald guys to the side.
So that's five guys, not four.
I'm the fifth guy.
Yeah, but you said
it's
there were
five guys when I'm in there.
You said there were four bald guys. Six when Jesse's there. You said there were four bald guys. You're a bald... Wait, you're not bald. Yeah, don't worry about it. Nobody's mad at you. Sometimes I forget you're not bald.
What the fuck am I even doing? Why even be alive?
Okay, Jerry.
Oh, my God. Yeah, very, very Adam Hills as Jerry Seinfeld in that one clip.
Yeah, you look great bald.
Okay, first off, okay, that won't make sense. Adam Hills did a show.
You fucking brought it up.
I know, but I just need to quickly clarify. There is a show that was produced called Die on Your Feet, and it's about Adam Hills plays a comedian. A bunch of other Australian comedians play comedians, and there's a segment where Adam Hills has a breakdown while impersonating various comedians, quite not so greatly.
And it's so funny and not the way that it should be.
Yeah, there is a storm of music as Adam Hills like charges through an apartment and is trying to do Billy Connolly while being like, ah, you ever notice that you give away everything and then you look at yourself and you're like, I've got nothing to take.
And that whatever. Is a much, much better and then Billy Connolly than he was doing.
It ends on, what's the deal with manic depression? Why is it always got to be manic?
That really felt like a salve, like that washed over me just then when you said that.
Why can't it just be depression? And they hit that with a little bit of reverb and they transition to the next scene. And it's really incredible.
God, it's so good.
Anyway, so I'm not going to shave my head. I know I look good bald, and it would be, you know what I'm viewing it as? I'm viewing it as at some point I'm going to be shaved head. And I'm just wanting to get as much time and have as much
you want hair time
dumb choices out of my hair as I can. And this is currently like the longest it's going to get.
That's so
like,
lucky. I wish I could mullet. Easily make dumb choices. I'm so smart.
Hmm.
Got to get one more gigantic lie in before the end of the year.
Yes.
And I'm pretty.
You are very pretty.
Well,
so I think the part of it is like I just want to do dumb stuff in my hair. For right now, it is a mullet.
Yeah. What if I got a mullet? God, that would look bad.
I think we would look like brother and sister.
We already do. And are.
Yes.
You want to wetly kiss into the microphones or?
And I'll be advancing my mouth to yours.
Do you want
to? Perfect.
Do you want to put the mic sticks to our crotches and grind on each other as brother and sister?
That would be really fun for me, Demi.
Let's
I
do that.
I can't imagine anything that would make me more tumescent.
What does that mean?
Hard.
I love my rigid brother.
Yeah, it means like bulging. It means like bulging with hard.
It sounds wet too. Sounds like it would have a sheen.
Yeah. It's bad. Anyway, so you are maybe going to do like a dumb haircut in the new year, possibly.
I want to, but, you know, it's such a big deal for women.
Can I run this by you? One of the frustrating things about haircuts right now.
Get on a little horse.
No one can catch me. It feels like kind of the only option is to do short sides, long on top and back.
For me.
No, for like all trendy haircuts or whatever. Or like everything's short sides, right?
I wish
that's the only thing that looks good.
A tonsure, if that like...
If tonsures come back, I'm laughing.
Yeah. But like they were never like in as a trendy thing, but I think they could be. Like there are some really fucking stupid haircuts that if you're like confident enough, you're like, I don't know, it's a trend. What do you want? You
yeah. know? Oh, my God. If we got matching page boy haircuts.
God, that would be so cool.
Right? Fuck.
We could do it. I'd have to be straightening my hair, though, because I've got, like, wavy hair.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't think – but do you understand what I mean where I'm like, oh, all of the decisions seem to be like quite fashionable by default.
Yeah, but it runs into the thing where, in my opinion, if you want to be like a sexy hot person, you can have an ugly face if you have beautiful hair.
Yes.
Or you can have the fuckedest Helena Bonham Carter bullshit on your head if you have a beautiful face.
Yes.
And it usually comes down to that. Or if you're like rake thin.
I will add to that that I think the ugly person, the person with the ugly face, needs to have impeccable clothes or a sense of style.
That's the other thing. It's like hair and clothes can be,
yeah,
need to be amazing on the ugly. And then if you've got a beautiful face, you can look like absolute fucking dog shit and actually have stains on your clothes ass.
Yeah. And that's us kind of doing some groundbreaking research by working out eventually that hot people are hot.
Mm-hmm.
And may they continue to be so into the new year.
Yeah.
Huh? God, we've seen so many hot people already. I only hope that there are more to come in 2024.
And then I close the book. By Bilbo Baggins and Demi.
There and back again. And also at the end of Demi.
And ugly ladies can have clothes on.
It's weird to think that Bilbo Baggins was also an author in addition to all that other stuff he did.
I guess. I mean, he kind of was. He wasn't like, it's a memoir. It doesn't make you an author.
Come on.
No, I won't. Come on. I'm standing true to this. You cannot convince me otherwise. It's a memoir.
That's got to be a big popular book, though. That makes you an author.
No.
If you write a memoir.
Something happened to you. You didn't think of anything. That's about you.
He thought of a bunch of stuff.
It's a fucking diary.
He thought of like how to steal the stuff.
It's a diary. It's a diary.
He was the character in it.
He was an
adventurer. And he was making all the choices.
He was an adventurer who had a diary. It's not a book.
No, the way he wrote the diary is what made it pop.
Now that's an author.
No.
Yes.
No, Bilbo Baggins would defeat J.R.R. Tolkien.
There's no way.
Well, with the weight of Bilbo's life experience, he would be able to invent something truly outstanding.
That's some Stephen King shit for J.R.R. Tolkien being like, and he's a writer.
You're right.
And he goes crazy near the end.
J.R.R. Tolkien was doing some self-insert shit by being like, the hero of this story is a kind of, well, in the grand context of things, he's short, but he's actually pretty tall.
He's actually
given
tall
context.
For what he is.
And he smokes a lot of cigarettes.
Yeah, he's on drugs.
Yeah, God. I love a good Stephen King self-insert. As soon as you open up a book and find out that this guy is working on a novel, you're like, ooh.
Where does he live? Maine! Yeah, Maine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
All right. Well.
Oh, yes. The place to live.
The place
to
be.
Or be from.
Yeah.
You can either be from Maine or be slightly outside it after making an escape.
Okay. Or is he in Boulder or a Gunkwit? One of those two. Okay. Shut up, loser.
He's cool.
I love him.
Yeah, you've read a lot of
his books.
He's a
big virgin, though. Like, he's just got huge virgin vibes and it's fine. Like, he has kids and I know that he does and I know he fucks his wife, but he's a big fucking virgin.
You know he fucks his wife?
Well, he had kids.
I guess. Just something strange about the way you said it. I know he fucks his wife.
I know he fucks his wife.
Like, you've seen a big smile on her face.
Yeah.
You've seen her walking around with that just got dicked down by a history's most prolific and successful novelist.
No, I think he thinks that he fucks his wife, but she puts like a sloppy cake under the blanket and doesn't let him take it off.
I gotta go run this angel food cake under the tap for a while so Stephen can fuck something. Otherwise it keeps me up all night.
It came out of the oven like 30 minutes ago, so it's still kind of warm like a puss.
Yeah. I'm just gonna, God, wet it up some.
Yeah.
Make it all mushable.
Normie. Well,
on that horrible note, and yeah. Hello, Norm. You're looking at us? The cat is here.
How you doing, bud?
He's looking okay. Around. Okay, and he's jumped up on me.
Yep.
Hey, buddy. Oh, no, he's headbutting the microphone.
See if we can get a purr on okay. Mike.
That's him rubbing the microphone with his cheek and his yucky face. And he's
there we go,
down.
Purring time.
Here comes the purr.
Got it?
Can't tell. Keep talking.
Hey, Normie. Normie,
there
beautiful Bormie. Right, we got that. There we go.
I think so.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everybody. We will see you later. There'll be another episode in a couple of days, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've set up our studio, so expect some video episodes. You'll love them. You get to see our big fat cat.
Yeah, he's currently climbing under Tom's penis. No, he's not on my penis.
He loves mushing your penis around with his paws.
Dude, the amount of times I've actually had to like shove him away from me because he starts kneading on it, it's really upsetting.
Yeah.
To have a little guy walk up to your penis and be like, time to go to work, like pressing on it.
He's done it on my titty before and I'm like, all right, it's not as bad, but leave me alone. You're like my son.
Yeah. Well, that's what he would do to his mummy. He'd be pressing her boob.
He wouldn't be touching it like that.
He would.
He better not.
All right. Well, goodbye, everybody. Norm is becoming very adorable.
Yeah, I'm just going to take a picture and we'll put that as the thing.
Yeah, this will be the episode picture.
Smile, Tom. That's really nice. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye, everybody.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast. So everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.